The Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini today said Europe is doing nothing to help Italy with the influx of migrants from North Africa. Italy has been struggling to cope with an influx of over 25,000 migrants after a series of revolutions rocked the region. Many of these people originally came from the Horn of Africa and came to North Africa looking for work. Other EU governments such as France, Belgium, and Germany have discussed imposing border controls to keep these people from entering their countries. Christopher Hine is the director for the Italian Council for Refugees. He spoke to Charles Collins about the crisis.
Well, one must state that Italy was surprised with the events, which partly were foreseeable after the outbreak of the revolution in Tunisia. In December, it was very likely already at that time that a certain number of people would cross over the sea and arrive in Lampedusa and other Italian islands. And there was no contingency plan to meet this challenge. Then there has been different decisions in contradictions also from one moment to another. In the first moment, many Tunisians were almost, pressed, you can say, to make an asylum application. Actually, more than 4,000 have done so. But we know also that the vast majority of the Tunisians are not refugees in the sense that they are persecuted by the provisional government in Tunisia. In Tunisia, there is no civil war. There's not a situation of general insecurity in the country. But it is true that the economic reasons that mainly have caused the departure from Tunisia are directly and intimately linked to the political change in the country. To give an example, Tunisia is heavily dependent also on the tourism, and in the tourism industry there are some 400,000 jobs, which for the moment are on ice. And in other branches of the industry it is a similar scenario. So many young Tunisians are virtually without any job and now have taken the opportunity and continue to do so to reach at least temporary Europe in order to find a job and be able to send money home. This is the context. And of course, they are not in the situation from their point of view to be now hosted in tents and provisional shelters. And so what they really want is to have a residence permit and to be able to work. We are happy that the Italian government on the 5th of April has allowed them to obtain a provisional residence permit on humanitarian grounds for 6 months. Also, it is said in the decree that with this residence permit, they could move freely within the Schengen area, so in the most part of the European Union. And there started the trouble with the other member states that say, no, this is an Italian question, and there is no freedom of movement on the basis of this document. We are, I must say, disappointed as an Italian Council for Refugees about the reaction in particular from France. We should like to recall that Tunisia was a French colony, that most of the young Tunisians speak French, that many of them have family members in France and communities in France. So there should be not certainly a distribution to other European countries, but let's say a flexible approach rather than the sending back of hundreds of people every day at the Ventimiglia post between Italy and France. And similar reactions from Germany and Belgium and other countries are, I must say, disappointing, because the whole of Europe is confronted with this new situation and positive situation in North Africa. But it is also clear that this, for a time, puts a challenge in terms of migration flows coming from that that area. We are also disappointed, I must say, that the Italian decree on temporary protection provides only those who had arrived up to the 5th of April with this residence permit, but as from midnight of the 5th of April, no longer, and now people are sent back forcibly to Tunisia. If there is a humanitarian crisis, then the crisis does not stop between midnight and midnight plus one. So this is not the right use even of the legislation, and it is not the right response. With regard to the reception of these people, we all have seen the pictures of overcrowded Lampedusa, and we believe that there is no necessity really to to have thousands of people in Lampedusa stuck, rather than to immediately organize a sea lift and airlift out to other centers on mainland Italy. We wonder also if this is a little bit a provoked emergency situation in on the island of Lampedusa. I should like also to recall that the total number of those who have arrived up to yesterday are around 28,000. These are not huge numbers and are far less people than those, almost half a million, who in this period have left Libya towards Tunisia and towards Egypt.
You mentioned the response of the other European countries. The Council, the European Council, excuse me, says it's going to hold a meeting and will have a policy by next month. Do you think the EU is moving too slowly on this issue?
Is certainly moving too slowly. We had already appealed to the member states and to the European Commission on the 28th of February, first of all, to immediately organize a humanitarian evacuation of sub-Saharan African refugees stuck in Libya. Only Italy has responded with two minor airlifting of Eritrean refugees directly from Tripoli to Calabria, but no other member state has supported this program of humanitarian evacuation, with the consequence, as you rightly mentioned in the beginning, that hundreds of people, also Eritreans, Somalis, and other refugees from the Horn of Africa, have died during their way to Europe. This could have been avoided, in many cases could have been avoided, if immediately such an airlift on a European level from Libya at that time, where it was still possible to do so, had been organized. This is one thing. The other thing is, yes, Europe is very slow in the response. We have a very quick development witnessed first in Tunisia, then in Egypt, then in Libya. So as you can say, in the whole of the North African countries, this has been commented by politicians all around Europe in a positive way, as an overcoming of long-standing dictatorships and the beginning of a democratic process. But then it is not a question of making these nice speeches on Sunday, but action must follow. Action must follow also to support these countries in a positive way in this process. And this means also not to send back thousands of young, unoccupied people back to these countries.
You mentioned that mostly about the Tunisians, but if we look at, of course, Libya and also the political uncertainty in Egypt, there's a possibility that this is going to be a crisis that lasts a very long time, isn't it?
This depends also on the European policies, not only, of course. It depends if quick support to the economies is provided and that the public opinion also in Europe is informed and influenced in such a way to observe with sympathy this difficult process going on in Egypt and Tunisia, and hopefully in the near future also in Libya and in other Arab countries. This is a big opportunity also from an economic point of view, for the whole of the European Union, but of course, first of all, for the southern European countries directly confronted in terms also of market and commercial relationship with these countries. But let's say the mood to invest also in terms of a more rational migration policy, up to now, there is no sign for that.
Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I should like to add one thing. It is still so that people each and every day cross over the sea, risk their lives. If this goes on, we will certainly have other tragedies, and everything should be done in a quick manner in order to allow certain categories of people to come over the Mediterranean in an organized and protected manner and not to leave them to the business of the smugglers and to put their lives at risk.